You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today, appropriately, because it is the winter season and we're subject to all manner of infectious disease mayhem as we stay indoors and we imbibe and socialize, we're going to talk about immune support. Immune support extends to many realms, not just things that we catch, but also fundamental immune dysregulation, such as we see in cancer. Today, we're going to talk to an integrative cancer practitioner. He's Michael Karlfeldt, who's been in clinical practice since 1987. He runs a busy integrative medicine center, the Karlfeldt Center in Boise, Idaho, a nice part of the country. And he also hosts a TV show, True Health, Body, Mind, Spirit, which is available on Amazon Prime for many years. And I'm confident about his skills to go toe-to-toe with me on today's podcast because he himself hosts an internationally recognized podcast, Integrative Cancer Solutions. So he is an integrative practitioner with deep experience in integrative oncology. So welcome to Intelligent Medicine. It's a pleasure having you on the program.
Well, this can be fun. Thank you so much for having me. This can be, I'm looking forward to this.
Indeed. Tell us a little bit about integrative oncology, because what's implicit in the term integrative is that you don't eschew conventional approaches, but you want to augment conventional approaches with kind of an all of the above approach. It's not an either or. Some people tend to think of cancer as, well, you know, you go for Memorial Sloan Kettering or you go to Tijuana or something, you know, and it really isn't about that anymore because they're promising therapies in conventional medicine that we can't ignore. On the other hand, for a more complete solution, we look to an integrative approach. Is that correct?
Yeah, so an integrative, exactly what it is. It's to integrate, you know, different type of modalities into one type of treatment. So it is looking upon the person as a whole and then bringing the best of all possibilities into that treatment protocol. So doesn't mean that you don't do chemo or radiation or surgery if that is appropriate. But it means that you then add on to that, you know, things like different herbs, different nutrients, lifestyle changes, dietary changes, that can then potentiate the effect of traditional oncology care. Obviously, you know, traditional oncology care is still the standard, but it's not a be-all end-all. You know, it is, we've seen that they, yeah, since Nixon declared war on cancer, we haven't really gotten that much further in regards to our ability to turn cancers around. And so we see that there's a need in other areas, and then bringing these more kind of a safe, natural tools that, even though they're safe and natural, doesn't mean that they're not powerful. They're extremely powerful, and they can really enhance traditional oncology as we need to.
One of the problems that my patients often encounter, my patients who have cancer and go for conventional care, is that they're often waived off any form of so-called alternative therapy. They're told not to take any type of supplement because of the potential that a supplement might interact with a form of therapy such as radiation or chemotherapy. And so they're bereft of any kind of immune support. So obviously, when you see a patient, say, who may be undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer or colon cancer, you're aware that there are some contraindications. Maybe you don't want to give certain supplements. Maybe they might vitiate or reduce the effectiveness of a conventional treatment. On the other hand, there are some treatments that are helpful. They may augment the efficacy of conventional treatments and also support the immune system while the immune system is being suppressed, right?
Yeah, and that is a challenge that a lot of patients are dealing with, because they go to a medical oncologist, and the medical oncologist they're very skilled in their area and their field, working with chemo. That's their specialty. So they are not very trained in vitamin C IVs. They are not trained in curcumin. They're not trained in the function of these different alternative therapies or holistic therapies. So they are going to do as a kind of a, because I hate to use the word ignorance, but it is based upon ignorance. They just don't know.
If you're not up on it, you are down on it, is the expression.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're going to say a blanket statement, and they just do that because, they don't know. So they know their tools, and they know what those tools are going to do. But we know from research and studies the limitations of those tools. We do need more. And so that's why it's good to rely on somebody like myself that do study, the utilization of these different nutraceuticals in association with, depending on which chemo, radiation, surgery, or whatever it is that they're doing. Because there are a lot of, exactly what you're saying, there are a lot of tools that are augmenting that actually potentiating the effect of the chemo. So we can take, for instance, quercetin. It's a bioflavonoid. We use it just for kind of controlling histamine reactions and immune system function and allergies and those kind of things. But one of the powerful tools that it does when you deal with chemo, and I'm not going to say that quercetin is good for every type, but in the majority, it helps with something called chemotaxis. So when the cancer cell, it has a lot of different defense mechanisms. So when we pour chemo into an individual, the cancer cells are going to initiate a lot of these defense mechanisms to protect itself from this toxic substance. And chemotaxis essentially mean that it spits out chemo. So chemo gets into it, it spits it out. So obviously we want to optimize the concentration of chemo within the tumor. So bringing quercetin on board will then prevent that chemotaxis from taking place. Then we have other tools, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, the fermented wheat germ extract. That becomes really, really important as well, because we want to weaken the cancer at the same time as we're going after it with oxidative therapies. So one of the arguments that the oncologists usually use is that, well, we're giving you an oxidative type of therapy, which chemo,
a pro-oxidant. Yeah.
Those are very pro-oxidative. Means that we think of rust, for instance. That's when iron is oxidizing.
Right.
So it's destroying something.
Yep.
And so they're saying, well, you can't do any kind of antioxidants while we're doing an oxidative therapy, and that would make sense. We don't want to do any kind of antioxidant, because that would negate the antioxidant or the oxidative aspect.
Right. I've heard that argument frequently, but in order to really execute on that, you'd have to just simply put all your patients on distilled tap water, because there's antioxidants are ubiquitous in foods that people eat.
Yeah, you would be able to eat a blueberry. You wouldn't be able to eat an apple. You wouldn't. I mean, so there's like, an antioxidant exists in pretty much anything. So for every study in regards to how many that you can't use antioxidants while you do chemo, you know, there's about 100 that says that you do need some antioxidants because we still have healthy cells and we still want to protect the healthy cells, you know, and so we have something that's, there's a cell death cycle that needs to take place when we kill a cancer cell.
Autophagy.
And, yeah, when you have the autophagy that kicks in, yeah. And so that cell death cycle needs to be completed. The issue is that when you bring in chemo, then you start to build up aldehydes in the tissue. And those aldehydes actually prevents that cell death cycle to be completed. So it's almost like the cancer cell are frozen in time. And so it becomes like a zombie cell almost. So when you stop the chemo, then it becomes alive again. But those aldehydes can then be cleaned up by antioxidants.
Okay.
So a certain amount of antioxidants will then help to speed up that killing of the cancer cells. And then we have things like high dose vitamin C.
Right.
Yeah, that in itself, yes, we think of vitamin C as an antioxidant, but when you do it in high dose, it becomes an oxidative therapy.
Yes.
And so then that walks right in line then with the chemo to support that additional oxidative stress without having the damaging effect of the chemo. You know, the vitamin C will then protect the healthy cells while creating oxidation within the cancer cells.
Indeed. And I've been intrigued by intravenous vitamin C from the beginning of my career and have employed it frequently in support of cancer patients. And it's highly controversial. I mean, some people have deemed it quackery, but recently I shared with my audience on my radio program on Intelligent Medicine, a study which showed increased survival of patients with one of the most challenging cancers around, which is pancreatic cancer, using intravenous vitamin C. Again, it's not a panacea. It's not a one-off. It's not like, oh, you're going to cure cancer with it. But it enhances quality of life, and it also prolongs life and increases the chances for survival. So there you go, along with conventional therapies. It's not a standalone. So I really appreciate your perspective on that. Okay, so let's talk about supplements to support the immune system. You have been very outspoken in being an advocate for something called fermented wheat germ extract. Also, something that I've been familiar with for quite some time, AHCC, otherwise referred to sometimes as Empower. These are compounds that support the immune system. I believe that this fermented wheat germ extract goes back a long time. There was once a cancer remedy that was called Avemar, right? And which is kind of a contraction of Ave Maria, you know, that beautiful aria, which is like, oh my goodness, you know, hallelujah. So this is something that has its roots, I think, in Hungary. Can you share?
Yes, you have as Nobel laureate, you know, Albert Szent-Györgyi. Yeah, he was the one that really did initiate a lot of the research on it, and it is tagging on the Dr. Warburg, you know, the study that he did in regards to the function and how the cancer cell, you know, the mitochondria or the energy production within the cancer cell, how that is different from a normal healthy cell. And so they were seeing that a cancer cell, it produces energy through a fermentation process rather than through the mitochondria, which is our energy factory within the cell. So it actually bypasses that normal pathway, how the cells produce energy. And it's interesting because the fermentation process that the cancer cell does is not very efficient in producing energy. It's very non-efficient. So in fact, I think it's, you know, like an 18th of the normal cell, how it's able to produce energy.
You only get 2 electrons instead of whatever, 36 electrons that the normal Krebs cycle produces, but it's still cranking along and it's sufficient to maintain the metabolism of the growing cancer.
Yeah, and the beauty was, so you would think that why would a cancer cell shift into something that is a disadvantage? But what it's doing is that it's in that process, it produces a signaling chemical that is actually a byproduct of the metabolism. It's called lactate. You know, and we know it from, you know, when we run a lot and we get, you know, lactate in our muscles. And that's exactly what the cancer cell produced. And that signaling molecule actually tries to recruit the environment of that cancer cell and make it cancerous and promote then blood vessels to start to feed the cancer so it can get more substances to build itself with. And also because it is inefficient, then it's not burning all the components of what it's breaking down. So then you have building material that is left that the cancer cell can then use to then grow with. So there's a lot of kind of benefits that comes along with that fermentation cycle. And the fermented wheat germ extract was found to really interfere with that process.
Yeah, I have actually a study here which is kind of lengthy with a lot of graphs and tables, entitled Mito-Oncology Agent, Fermented Extract Suppresses the Warburg Effect, which I believe it was what you're referring to, restores oxidative mitochondrial activity, and inhibits in vivo tumor growth. And it is a reprint from Nature Research. Here it is. And it suggests that there's some modifieds to the use of, you know, what seems like a traditional agent, you know, fermented wheat germ extract. I mean, it's like a, sounds like a folk remedy, but actually there's science behind it.
Yeah. And you were talking about the Avamar and the fermented wheat germ extract. So it used to be, that you had to take a huge amount of the fermented wheat germ extract, and it tasted nasty.
Right.
And so it was a little bit of a challenge. That's why it had to be in Europe, more in the Eastern Europe, where, you know, they're a little tougher there than us Americans.
Perfect.
Regardless of what to swallow. But through a lot of research, they isolated the active components that did, you know, that blocked that pathway, that fermentation pathway that the cancer cell uses. So they found that there are about 100 different components within that fermented wheat germ extract structure. And so they were able then to concentrate those components. And then in just 2 pills, you know, that's now called Metatrol Pro, you can then take the same amount as you would if you took like 17 grams of the fermented wheat germ extract. And it's fantastic, and it's exactly that. It interferes with how the cancer cell gains energy and how it then signals in its environment to promote metastases. It prevents how the signaling that takes place to produce more blood vessels to feed it.
Angiogenesis,
Angiogenesis, exactly. So it really puts the cancer cell at a disadvantage. And then imagine then if we combine that, you know, when for a person battling cancer with then an oxidative therapy, you know, whether it's chemo, whether it's radiation, whether it's high dose vitamin C, ozone, artisanate IV, you know, whatever oxidative type of therapy that you're choosing, if you're bringing that on board at the same time as you're making the cancer cell vulnerable, you know, because it's not getting food, it's not able to promote its existence.
Right. Oxygen abolishes the Warburg effect, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So that would then have a much better outcome by then bringing those type of modalities together. And that's the beauty of integrative oncology care, is to kind of marry these different things together.
Okay. So aside from cancer, is there a use case for fermented wheat germ extract? Because here it's combined with Empower, which is something that we use for general immune boosting. I take it continually, and I take a little more if I feel like I'm coming down with something. Now, they've introduced something called Empower Plus, which has the added benefit of fermented wheat germ extract. But are the benefits restricted to people suffering from cancer? Because, you know, is it useful for just regular immune support?
Yeah. So, and yes, we've spoken a lot about cancer. And I mean, the fact is about 50% of all of us at some point will be diagnosed with cancer. So I always tell, you know, people the best cancer is the one that you never get.
Right.
So if you can then bring things on board that keeps your immune system upregulated and then also support normal healthy energy production within the cell, then you are that much, much further, you know, in the process. And the beauty is that, you know, whether you have cancer or not, what the fermented wheat germ extract, you know, that they've added into the AHCC, the ImmuPower, it helps with the mitochondrial activity, it helps with the energy production. So when people take it, they feel much more energy.
Okay.
And because you're supporting a healthy cellular function. Okay. And I mean, every cell needs energy to repair. Every cell needs energy to detoxify, to fight off infections. And we talked a little bit about lactate. You know, so, you know, we're exposed to viruses. You said in the beginning, you know, it's winter, cold season. So we're going to be exposed to viruses and things. So we need our immune system upregulated. So viruses also use the lactate as a way to confuse the immune system. So make it so that the immune system has a hard time to recognize that the virus is there. So the Metatrol Pro, or the fermented wheat germ extract, is added then to the AHCC, the Empower Plus that they now brought out, which I think is, that's brilliant. It will then reduce the virus ability to hide, so the immune system can recognize it better. It will then support the mitochondria so that cells are stronger, so the viruses have a harder time to go into the cell and start to replicate within the cell. And then you have the AHCC, you know, the fermented mushroom, you know, component. That helps to then upregulate your immune system function, your NK cell activity. So you're upregulating the immune system, you're turning on the mitochondria, you're getting rid of the cloaking mechanisms that the virus would have. So that's the beauty of that one supplement when you take it all together.
Is it true that particularly in Europe, some athletes, maybe some in some of the Eastern European countries, that fermented wheat germ extract has been used to accentuate athletic performance because of what you mentioned, the energy pathways?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, so athletes use it for that very reason. And it helps to modulate a lot of the immune or the inflammatory processes that take place.
Okay.
You know, like we said, the excessive lactate production. Yeah, if we can reduce the amount of lactate that's produced, you know, when we...
Which is responsible for muscle soreness, the so-called...
Yeah, exactly.
Delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS is the acronym, yeah.
Then we can speed up the muscle recovery. We can reduce inflammation. A person can get out and do heavy workout again, you know, much sooner. Especially also as we get older, you know, we don't burn as cleanly, you know, our energy factor within the cell is not burning as cleanly. So then we have more waste product. So then to bring in fermented wheat germ extract to help to clean up a lot of this debris and then also make the mitochondria much more efficient, we are going to have that much more of an advantage anytime we do any physical activity.
And, you know, apropos, you mentioned cancer prevention. I think it's important to note that we're doing better in terms of cancer survival. I think, you know, there are many cancers which still, you know, we haven't cracked the code on, but more and more we're seeing longer survival and many cures of what were once thought to be incurable cancers. On the other hand, and this is just kind of a grim statistic, we're seeing an increased incidence of cancer It may be our diets. It may be something in the environment. More and more people are getting cancers. More and more people are getting cancer younger. And so, you know, I think we can't take for granted that cancer prevention isn't an important theme. You know, we spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, taking whatever, Lipitor for cardiovascular prevention. There does not exist a similar agent for cancer prevention. So maybe we should all be on some form of cancer prevention regimen, and I think this could be part of it. Okay, I just want to mention that this we have a special offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call this number, 800-422-5518. Then we have a special offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. And Dr. Karlfeld, stay with us because I want to talk a little bit about Empower or AHCC, because it actually has a very interesting history. I think it is the immune supportive compound par excellence. I think it's worth a deep dive in part two on that subject as well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.